Welcome to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast, where you can take a few moments to tap in, turn on, and come alive from the inside out with your guide, self-love specialist, Jennifer DeVue.
Fear is a real and sometimes tangibly experienced experience. This episode is all about taking an empowered perspective with fear and gaining some tools that you can use in the face of it. Fear is almost always a product of the mind. Now, many say that fear or some level of fear is essential. The fear of getting burned by a fire, for example, might prevent us from sticking our hand in the fire. Now, I take the stance that you do not need fear in order to not stick your hand in the fire. You simply just need to have an awareness that the fire will burn you and a desire to not be burned. Fear is, in many ways, in my experience, a product of our tendency to focus on the problem rather than focusing on the solution. And by that same token, fear can easily be overcome when we simply turn our attention away from those problems, back to the solutions, back to what we truly desire. What is your desired outcome of your current circumstance? Do you know? If you're not even sure what your desired outcome is, how can you take action towards it? I recently heard a perspective on fear that turned my world upside down. And it goes like this. Fear is a distraction from your potency. Now, what does that mean to me? Well, if fear is simply distracting me from my potency, then fear itself becomes an invitation to step into the power of choice that I have within myself. See, while external circumstances may be many things, we always have choice when it comes to our own thoughts, our own feelings, and our own actions. And that's a lot. So how can you turn this fear into power? I'd like to invite you to take a few moments to tune into your own potency and power. So whenever you're ready, just allowing those eyes to gently drift closed and taking a few deep, soothing breaths. Settling into this moment now, as you become aware of the space around you, awareness itself is a form of power. How aware can you be in this moment? How aware of your own inner space are you willing to be? Can you be aware of the fear within you, the emotions within you, just for a moment? Without needing them to be different at all. There is no need to judge your fear or feelings as wrong. Awareness itself is enough. And then when you're ready, perhaps tomorrow or next week, or perhaps right now. We can begin to turn our attention to what we do want, to the solution, not the ultimate solution for humanity, but the solution for your own inner peace in this moment. How would you like to feel right now? That is truly all you need to know. But it's also fun to know that how you choose to allow yourself to feel in this circumstance gives others permission to choose it as well. So would you like to be at the effect of others' choices? Or would you like to be the cause of even more peace, even more calm, even more joy in the world, even in the face of fear? The more attention you give to your desired outcomes, the less fear will be able to distract you. So taking a deep breath in, I invite you to feel in to those desired feelings, giving yourself a little reprieve in this moment as you imagine your whole self just floating on a bed of white, fluffy clouds. So far away from any worries or concerns. So comfortable and relaxed. And as this relaxation begins to move through your body, you can feel all the stress and tension just for a moment begin to melt away. And as you look up into the bright, expansive sky, you can almost feel the infinite vastness of the universe expanding on and on, forever in all directions. And somewhere in that bright expanse of space and sky, you find a bright light. This bright light is the light of who you truly are and who you would like to be in the face of your current situation, how you'd like to be able to feel. And as this light grows a little closer and a little closer, you can feel it begin to move down over the top of your head, through your face and jaw, the back of your neck, over your shoulders, down your arms, flowing into your chest, opening your heart, reminding you how powerful you really are. Flowing down through your belly, knowing that no matter how helpless or hopeless you may sometimes feel, sometimes the most powerful choice you can make is to allow yourself to have that feeling, to simply choose it, and then keep choosing. And as this light moves down, flowing down through your belly, into your hips, opening that creative center, and flowing down your legs, through your knees, calves, ankles, to your feet, filling you up completely with this beautiful light. I'd like to remind you that nothing is permanent. Everything changes. And yet, you may be able to sense something infinite, deep within. See if you can touch that infinity, that power, and breathe it into all the parts of your body now. And whenever you're ready, remembering your desired outcome, go ahead and open your eyes. But before you get back to your day, I invite you to take a moment to really appreciate you for taking this time to tune into you. Thank you for listening to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast. In lieu of our current stay-at-home situation, I'll be going live each morning for a morning meditation on my business Facebook page, Jennifer DeVue Coaching, bringing in some healing, peaceful energy for us during these tumultuous times. And we'll see you online at jenniferdevue.com.